On the hour across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News. From the Sky News Centre at 4, the US has captured one of Al-Qaeda's most wanted men after a raid inside Libya. Anas al-Libi is suspected of being involved in the 1998 bombings of American embassies in East Africa. A prominent Conservative backbencher is calling for an early referendum on Britain's place in Europe. Adam Afria wants the vote to be held before the next general election instead of 2017. The editor of Conservative Home, Paul Godman, says this challenge is designed with one goal in mind.
I don't think there's going to be any support for this amendment to bring it forward because the Liberal Democrats won't vote for it. I don't think Labour will vote for it, and most Conservative MPs won't either. So whatever Adam Afria is intending, effectively, this is a wrecking amendment.
Divers have resumed their search for bodies after hundreds of migrants died when their boat sank off the coast of Sicily. Around 500 people were on board the vessel, which capsized on Thursday. In sport, two late goals have given Chelsea their first away win in the Premier League this season. Willian and Eden Hazard scored in the last 5 minutes as Jose Mourinho's men beat Norwich 3-1 at Carrow Road. The Chelsea manager said it was important they got the victory.
Today was also the fourth consecutive match away from home and the second in the Premier League, so we needed the points.
Southampton have won their third consecutive Premier League game, beating Swansea 2-0 at St Mary's. Adam Lallana and Jay Rodriguez scored for the South Coast club in each half. Arsenal are about to kick off at West Brom, knowing a win will return them to the top of the table. And Tottenham are about to get underway against West Ham at White Hart Lane. Sebastian Vettel has taken a step closer to another Formula One World Championship after a fourth win in a row. The Red Bull driver won the Korean Grand Prix ahead of the Lotus pair of Kimi Raikkonen and Sebastian Grosjean. He'll be crowned champion again if he wins in Japan next week and Ferrari's Fernando Alonso finishes ninth or lower. That's the latest. I'm Sasha Twining. This is Phoenix FM.
Churches with It's Not Right But It's Okay, a Whitney Houston cover to start the Jed Shepherd Show. Hello, everybody. Today I am joined by Selin Clayton. Am I saying your name right?
Yeah.
Selin Clayton. And she's like a singer-songwriter type girl. The Nikita guitar, and she'll be here for the next 2 hours, and every now and again we'll go back to her and she'll do some songs and stuff. So do you want to say hello, Selin?
Hi.
Hi. She's quite shy.
Yeah.
Just to get people's side, where are you from and what are you up to?
I'm from London, and I'm just, yeah.
And where are you based in London?
North London, but I've moved to Brighton.
Okay, you've moved. Oh yeah, because you're going to Brighton. What's it called again?
Brighton Institute of Modern Music.
Yeah, I heard it's a really good college, and quite a lot of famous people have come out of there.
Yeah.
So it's the Kooks, right?
Yeah, I love the Kooks.
Do you?
Yeah.
I hate the Kooks, but I know a lot of girls like them. And a lot of one of your teachers is someone, Kate Walsh, right?
I think so.
Oh, that's what Hattie told me. So that's pretty cool. And you had your induction last week? Or no, this week you had your induction.
I think it was on Friday.
Yeah. How did that go?
It went well, but it was really weird.
Why was it weird?
Because we were sitting down for so long and I just wanted to stand up and just, like, play.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I thought we would be just learning music and stuff, but they were just speaking to us.
Did you? And apparently Amy Winehouse's mum turned up.
Yeah.
And it was quite emotional.
It was.
Yeah. Did you cry? Hattie told me that she cried.
No, we were just sitting next to each other and we were just looking at each other just like, oh my God, this is so sad.
Oh. Well, you'll be hearing more from Selin. I keep thinking I'm saying that wrong, but you'll hear more from Selin in a bit. She's going to play a song. But first up, I'm going to do the other half of my Whitney Houston song double. Here's Fleet Foxes doing I Want to Dance with Somebody. My loneliness calls. Fleet Foxes with I Wanna Dance With Somebody, one of the best pop songs of the 80s, I think. You weren't alive in the 80s, Selin, but do you know Whitney Houston, right?
Yeah.
Do you know that song?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome. So you're 16, right?
Yeah.
And so what made you pick up a guitar and start singing? Was there a particular group or a particular person?
Well, my school did a lot of singing and we did quite a bit of choir like activities and stuff. And we had a show every week and stuff, and I guess I wasn't into it, but then okay. I got put into the choir, and then after that I had so much fun in the choir.
I was forced to be in the choir. I hated it. I felt so embarrassed.
No, like, because almost everyone did it.
Okay.
So we were just having fun with it, and all my best mates did it, and then it just kind of progressed to playing guitar. And
that's good.
And then most people just left it, but I just continued.
So how long have you been playing guitar now?
I've played since I was in year six. I don't know how long.
I don't know how that was.
I think that's about 5 years.
Okay, that's pretty good, guys.
I'm not very good. I just play to accompany myself.
No, well, that's good. That's really good.
Yeah.
Do you want to sing a song now?
Yeah, okay.
What are you going to sing?
Young.
By Daughter?
No, by myself.
Oh.
I was actually going to sing that song, because that's the only song that I can cover, because I can't cover any other song.
So is this song an original song?
Yeah.
Okay, and it's called Young?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's Selin Clayton with Young.
To grow up, you'll never live your life, your whole future taken away, all in just 1 minute, all with just one bullet. Now you'll never know what the future holds, 'cause you were taken away too young. You'll never reach your sun, your smile hidden for eternity, not another kiss goodnight, 'cause you were taken away too young. 'Cause you were taken away too young. Bright eyes full of hope, parents' joy of holding the child gone, dreams left as dreams and questions left unanswered, all in just 1 minute, all with just one bullet. Now you'll never know what the future holds, 'cause you were taken away too young. You'll never reach the sun, your smile hidden for eternity, not another kiss goodnight, 'cause you were taken away too young. 'Cause you were taken away too young. Cause you were taken away too young. You'll never reach a sign. Your smile hidden for eternity. Not another kiss goodnight. Cause you were taken away too young. Cause you were taken away too young.
Thank you very much. That was lovely.
Thank you.
Then you wrote that yourself?
Yeah.
That sounded really very, what's the word? Authentic. Very good.
Thank you.
So we'll be hearing more from Selling in a little while. First up, here's a pretty long one. It's Arcade Fire with Reflector. And there's kind of like a long pause at the start, so it's not just me messing up, I promise.
I need something more, just a place to be alone. To my home. Yet.
Just another 10 shops to go.
What?
There's nothing better than spending time at the Baytree Centre. So shopping over 25 stores all within the Baytree Centre and a chance to grab a coffee. You can shop till you drop. The Baytree Centre is open 7 days a week, situated just off the high street with ample parking nearby in a multi-storey car park and a wide range of shops. The centre will truly enhance your shopping experience. Please contact individual stores for their opening times.
1, 2, 3, and we're off with Kirby's Coaches for the music of your life, future gold, and memories of bygone times. Join me, Scott Ross, and Francis Lamb every Tuesday afternoon between 1 and 3 for the time of your life and an unforgettable journey with Kirby's Coaches, who've been creating smiles for miles for over 60 years.
National Lottery Lotto tickets are £2 now, but you can still win for just £1 with a St. Francis Hospice Lottery. There's a guaranteed £1,000 winner every week, along with regular big rollovers. All profits fund specialist nurses and doctors at St. Francis Hospice. Rules apply, and you must be over 16 to play. Buy a ticket now at any St. Francis Hospice shop or sfh.org.uk. It's one of the best bets you can make.
How are you doing, Selin?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, thank you very much. So we'll be hearing from you in a little while. Tell me more about kind of what inspires you to kind of sing and play music and stuff.
Just, I think when I perform, I just like the feeling of just forgetting about everything and just everything slipping away and just...
That's good, escapism.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. And for the people that like listen to you, it's kind of like escapism as well. That's kind of the kind of sign of a good song.
Yeah.
If you can kind of just escape your life.
Yeah. And you can just pretend to be someone else for a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, who, if you could be any kind of pop star in the world, who would you be? Or who do you want to be most like?
Most like?
Yeah. I'm guessing it's not Amy Winehouse after her mum's speech.
there's too many people. I mainly...
I actually don't know.
Who's a favourite singer? Do you have a favourite singer?
I have favourite bands.
Okay.
I love the 1975.
And they're great, yeah. We interviewed them, like, the station manager Paul interviewed them a couple of weeks ago, a couple of months ago or something. Oh. Yeah, they're great. I used to, before they were all big, because my show's a new music show, we played them. I think we played them one of the first radio stations to play them, actually, on my show, I think.
They're going
to
make me get excited.
yeah, we'll hear from you in a little bit. I'm going to put on another song first. And this is by a band called Satellite Stories. And they're the weird kind of Scandinavian band that I was going to release a single for ages ago. But the lead singer used to Skype me and he was just depressing. Mm. And he was like, my band's not going to go anywhere. I'm so depressed.
Oh, that's not a good attitude.
Yeah. And he was going on about how there's 23 hours of darkness in his city. Mm. And but they're doing all right, actually. I think I missed the trick a little bit because they're doing all right. This song's called Campfire and it's pretty catchy. I'll ask you what you think after.
Okay.
It's 7 a.m. and the letters are sent.
Late Stories with Campfire. What do you think, Selin?
I really liked it.
Yeah, it's pretty catchy, wasn't it?
Yeah. I might accidentally sing that instead.
Yeah. If you do, no one will blame me.
Yeah.
But do you want to sing one now?
Yeah.
Okay. What is the song called?
I haven't actually named it.
Oh, that means that I have to name it after you finished.
Oh, okay.
I'll pick out like some, one of the key words or lines.
We'll just, call it something random.
Yeah, like bumblebee juice or something. That, yes. That'd be a good name for a song.
It would be.
Someone quickly buy me the bumblebeejuice.com domain name. So this is the untitled song from Celine Clayton. Whenever you're ready, go for it.
Okay. Likes to wander. Locks the whole world out. Trouble slip for her fingers. She found it easier to shelter from the thinkers. Learn to run away at a young age. Use imagination to create a perfect universe. Of course, nothing goes the way we plan. So she dreamt of something new. While the light went back and forth between the earth and the moon, she will use her time as an advantage to conquer kingdoms in her spare time. She is the guiding light to human nature, and no one can change that. She looked down on herself, couldn't see the greatness that shone bright. She cast a shadow over her mind, and hidden underneath were her beautiful qualities. So she dreamt of something new. While the light went back and forth between the earth and the moon, she will use her time as an advantage to conquer kingdoms in her spare time. She is the guiding light to you. And no one can change that. Nothing ever seemed to be right. The colors drained out of her life. No more joy left in those eyes, and slowly but surely her light died. She tried to dream of something new. While the light went back and forth between the earth and the moon, she struggled but she kept coming to the same answer. She lost faith in herself, 'cause she listened to what they said. She couldn't dream of something new. They trapped her light so it could not move. Kingdoms left undone. No more time left. She was the guiding light to human nature, and no one can change that.
Thank you very much. That's lovely.
Thank you.
And that should either be called Guiding Light or Human Nature, I think.
Okay.
Guiding Light.
Either one. I don't mind.
So we've got some suggestions from the other presenters. So Jane, I don't know if it's Jane and Matt, but dream of something new. That's their suggestion. That's something nice.
I like all of them. I can't choose. I'm too indecisive.
Well, you can just keep it as Untitled. There's some bands that just have songs called Untitled.
Okay.
Yeah, do you know Interpol? They have a song called Untitled. But that was really nice. Your songs are really mature.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I've got a feeling that in that Brighton School of Music or whatever it's called, it's going to be a bit like Hogwarts because it's going to be full of magic. Everyone's really good.
Yeah, it's really weird though, because to be surrounded by so many musicians are so talented, it's so strange.
Yeah.
Because I'm so used to having like just a few musicians around me. And
it's crazy.
Yeah,
so
it's
going to be, I've got a feeling it's going to be really competitive. It'll basically be the Hunger Games, but set in Brighton. Like all the other musicians trying to like smash each other's guitars and like.
And try and like get better than each other.
Yeah, exactly. Because I heard that every year they do an album, right?
Yeah.
And
That's so competitive.
Yeah. And there's only like, is it, how many songs are on the album? Like 12 or 20?
Yeah, I think they had about 300 submissions last year.
Wow.
So.
Well, do you know what? Yeah. That song's really good. You should maybe
Thank
submit
you.
That one. And yeah, so you and Hetty will be one and two on the on the album. But they also do things like they actively encourage people to do gigs, and they sort out gigs for the students as well. That's really good.
It is.
That's really
I'm like worried about that though, because everyone has to audition for the gigs for assessments.
Okay.
So we have to go against every single other person.
Well, I tell you what, like, the other people might be more, I don't know, because you're quite shy, but, like, it's funny because you're quite shy, but your music's just, it really suits the music.
Does it
goes,
it?
Oh, yeah, so that could be kind of your little your unique selling point.
Yeah, no, when I'm around my friends, I'm just so loud and just like, crazy, but when I'm...
I have seen your Twitter, so, yeah.
Yeah, like, on Twitter as well, but when I'm just playing, I just... go into myself and
it is.
Oh yeah,
I almost forgot I was in a radio show. I was just like, wow. I'm just like, I don't know, but that was really nice. So we'll hear more from Selin in a little while. First up, I'm going to play a song by Au Revoir Simone called Crazy, and you'd be crazy not to listen to the second half of my show.
Either giving up or giving
Aurora Simone with Crazy there. That's lovely. I do think Aurora Simone will probably... this will be their year, I think, because there's bands like Haim out there. People call them Haim, but I'm sure they're named after Corey Haim, so I'm saying Haim. And yeah, so the kind of female-fronted kind of pop, indie pop bands, I think they're going to hit it big this year, including Churches, obviously, who are hyped to the high heavens at the moment. Selin, do you like Churches? Have you heard them?
No, I haven't.
Well, you should download the album. I'll give it to you. I'll send it to you. So we've got an hour and 20 minutes left, which is loads of time. Loads more time to hear Selin play and for lots of more new music. So I'm going to play some adverts first and we'll get back onto the new tracks by James Young, Frankie Rose, High Hazels and Princes of Pain, apparently. So stay tuned.
What's happening in Brentwood? Where are those police vans going? When will those roadworks ever end? Will we ever get a new cinema on that site? Most local news doesn't appear on TV, online, or in the national press. For that, you need a quality local newspaper. The Brentwood Gazette, full of features, stories, events, tweets, listings, and all the things important to you. The Brentwood Gazette is written for Brentwood people and read by 54,000 residents every week. The Brentwood Gazette, for news and views you won't find anywhere else.
Skidmarks, your local tyre and wheel alignment specialists, is now recognised as a female-friendly service centre. We strive to be a female-friendly business and will never overcharge, patronise or sell women anything they don't need or want. And because we've signed up to the female-friendly garage code, you'll find no hidden costs and no jargon. Just a warm welcome, comfortable surroundings and an honest appraisal of the work needed. To find out more about the services we offer, call 01277 210 414 or visit us at www.skidmarksltd.com.
And next up is a song by James Young. And James Young is a singer who I'm trying to get people to realise is pretty darn decent. Follow him on Twitter, at James Young. He's really good, and he doesn't seem to have a lot of following yet, but I don't know why. I've heard about five of his songs off an upcoming album, and they've all been really, really good. He is a bit on a kind of a downward tip, and he's a bit miserable. But, like, sometimes there's... when you've got everyone's laughing, when you hear a song that's kind of miserable, like, you can kind of... Yeah, I mean, everyone gets a bit sad and down every now and again, and sometimes, if you listen to the lyrics, they're actually quite uplifting. So, so this is called One Last Time, and it definitely won't be the last time I play this song, by James Young.
Much too fast, my love. I'm waiting for it to pass, my love.
Could I breathe, please, one last time? You're in my life.
James Young there with One Last Time on Phoenix 98FM. I'm Jed Shepherd and this is the Jed Shepherd Show, and I'm joined today by Selin Clayton. She promises me I'm saying her name right, which is great. Selin Clayton. Everyone's got a weird name nowadays. It's not saying your name's weird, but you know you can't really get the... Jed's a weird name, yeah, Jed is a pretty weird name. But the good thing about my name is I was one of the first ones in my class when I was little to be able to spell it, yeah. So I looked really intelligent. So, like, it's only three letters, I can't go wrong.
Yeah, it's an easy name to spell.
Yeah. Still, people get it wrong when I go to Starbucks and I say Jed, and they're like, okay, cool, get it, and it says Jerk or, like, Jet from, like, the Gladiators.
Yeah, but Starbucks spells everyone's name wrong.
I know, but they do it on purpose. They have fun because they're so bored there. They do it on purpose.
Because my friend, she went there and she spelled her name, and yeah. You could tell she said it so clearly, but they still, like, she said double N, but they put N and M.
Who's got a name like that?
I don't think anyone does.
But you know, my name, my full name, Jed Shepherd, is an anagram of DJ Red Sheep. No joke. So that should be my DJ name.
You've got to get him to do, because Matt's still here. You've got to get Matt to draw you a red sheep.
Okay, Matt, you can draw me a red sheep.
Red sheep.
Yeah. And Matt Jolly's show, the Matt Jolly Show. He likes to call his show the Jolly Selection, but I call it the Matt Jolly Show. That starts at 6 o'clock, and he won't be playing Michael Bublé this week. No. Is that just because I always say it?
You always say it, but it's slightly improvised, and I think I'm going to give Michael Bublé a rest today.
Okay, so he's not playing Michael Bublé, but he might do an a cappella version of Home, if you're very, very lucky.
Well, I've got a song called Home.
Okay, well, we'll look forward to that. So we've got Sally and join us. Do you want to do, you can do a song after the news. We'll have some more songs first. So here's Frankie Rose, and you might like her, actually. She's she used to be in a band called... Dumb Girls, is that right? Yeah. And she's kind of gone solo, and all of her solo stuff's been amazing. Kind of dreamy, kind of 80s sounding, but her vocals is awesome. And this one's called Street of Dreams. That was the weirdest ending of all time. It's a minute and a half of just weirdness, Frankie Rose. And that was Street of Dreams. Oh, I can see. It's kind of like a dream, that end bit.
Maybe she didn't know what else to sing, so
she was like, a minute and a half left of this song. Let's just freak out and just play weird organ music. We heard Jane popped next door to speak to your dad and your sister, and so you're self-taught.
Yeah.
So did you just like learn it yourself, or from books, or from YouTube, or?
I just did it from YouTube and diagrams and just watching other people play.
Yeah, because I think that's really good. If you're out there and you want to learn an instrument or want to learn to do any kind of task, just YouTube it and it'll be on there. Yeah. If you ever wanted to learn how to play a flute, it's on there. If you want to know how to build, I don't know, a spaceship, I'm sure it's on there somewhere.
You can find everything on YouTube.
You can find everything on there, including a video that I'll take of you later playing a song on YouTube. If you're out there and you don't realise that we have a kind of an internet presence as well, go to www.phoenixfm.com and you can check out previous shows, listen to them again, watch videos, all kinds of stuff. Or if you even more savvy, you can download the Phoenix FM app from the iTunes store and listen to us on the go, or the TuneIn app also, or, and Celine's just about to download the Phoenix FM app, or you can just listen to us streaming from the Phoenix FM site or 98 FM like you're doing right now. So up next I'm going to, actually, Celine, what are those two up to? Are you drawing? What would you say is so far is your best experience in playing music?
I think it was the
coming on this show.
Yeah, coming on this show.
Okay.
But like, I think the first ever time I sang my own song in front of anyone, because it was really cheesy. It was the worst song ever.
Was it busted then?
No, it wasn't. Oh, okay. I wrote it myself, but it was just, it was so cheesy. But everyone, it was so catchy, so everyone sang along to
it. What was
it
called?